Hi, I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be your host today. Now, I'm joined by Charlie C., who won our little competition last week, and he's back this week to share his opinions on the first round of the NFL draft. Now, before we start analyzing every pick, I'd like to just read off all the picks aloud. With the first pick, the Bengals took Joe Burrow. The Redskins took Chase Young. The Lions took Jeff Okuda. The Giants took Andrew Thomas. The Dolphins took Tua. The Chargers took Justin Herbert. The Panthers took Derek Brown. The Cardinals took Isaiah Simmons. The Jaguars took C.J. Henderson. The Browns took Jedrick Wills. The Jets took Mekhi Becton. The Raiders took Henry Ruggs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers from San Francisco took Tristan Wirfs. The 49ers from Tampa Bay took Javon Kinlaw. The Broncos took Jerry Jeudy. The Falcons took A.J. Terrell. The Cowboys took CeeDee Lamb. The Dolphins took Austin Jackson. The Raiders took Damon Arnett. The Jags took Kalaevon Hyson. The Eagles took Jalen Reagor. Minnesota from Buffalo took Justin Jefferson. The Chargers from the Patriots took Kenneth Murray. The Saints took Cesar Ruiz. The 49ers from the Vikings took Brandon Ayuk. The Packers from Miami took Jordan Love. The Seahawks took Jordan Brooks. The Ravens took Patrick Queen. Titans took Isaiah Wilson. The Dolphins took Noah Igbinogheni. The Vikings took Jeff Gladney. And the Chiefs took Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, Charlie, after all this talking, let's talk about the first pick, Joe Burrow. What do you think about him?
Great pick, honestly. Definitely the best quarterback in the class. He dominated the competition this year at LSU. And I believe he should not have a problem against these NFL defenses. And I think the Bengals made the smartest possible pick. They're at number one, fitting their team needs.
I agree. He was definitely the right pick, and he showed that, and that's definitely right in the process of really rebuilding. And he has decent arm strength. And the study showed that out of the first four quarterbacks picked, Jordan Love had the most arm strength, followed by Herbert, then Burrow, then Tua. Now, keep in mind, these stats are from college. They may have changed over time. Also, his accuracy is very good. In his first year with LSU, his accuracy was 57.8, but his last year it improved to 76.3. And last, most scouts think his best quality is his playmaking ability and his decision-making, and he's a very right person. And then next, Chase Young, the left end from Ohio State. Now, he's just the prototype for left end. He's tall, fast, strong, and just an overall beast. He can get past an offensive lineman with a power move or with a quick move to either side. His future is bright, but I can't see him staying in Washington after his rookie contract is over. How about you, Charlie?
Well, I do agree with you. I feel like Chase Young is the number one player in this year's class. He is a whole nother level of dominant, and he's definitely special. And Washington, I'm not exactly sure how that will fit him. I feel like he actually could stay in Washington just because I don't feel like they're paying a ton of massive contracts and they have a younger team. That offense that is very young with Dwayne Haskins and Terry McLaurin. And then that defense still needs a little bit of work, but they have some solid pieces, and I could actually see him staying in Washington.
Yeah. And then the next pick is Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. He's a cornerback. And the Lions took him obviously thinking that he's the best man in the secondary this year. And frankly, I agree. What do you think, Charlie?
I got to agree also. I mean, I feel like the corners really stood out in this year's class. It's a very deep corner class. But I feel like Okuda just tops the rest of the competition. And his play at Ohio State proved that.
And he's relatively fast after running a 4.48 40-yard dash. But I think the thing that separates him, besides his hands, is his quickness. He's very quick, one of the quickest, if not the quickest. And then next, Andrew Thomas. The Giants took him, and he was an offensive lineman from Georgia. I think he's a great offensive lineman, but the Giants had the pick of every offensive lineman in the draft, and he definitely wasn't the best one. What do you think?
I got to agree with you. I feel like he's a great pass blocker, but I feel like the potential on a guy like Jedrick Wills or Mekhi Becton is just higher than Andrew Thomas's. And we'll see how that goes, because last year I thought the Giants were not very smart for taking Daniel Jones that early, but that ended up working relatively well for them. So we'll see if Andrew Thomas becomes the left tackle that they need. The And they've went through plenty of different tackles over the years, and hopefully that's Andrew Thomas is the last one they have to draft for a long time.
Yeah. The next one is the Dolphins taking Tua, and he's the QB from Alabama. In my opinion, he's a better QB than Herbert. He's just more accurate, even if he doesn't have the arm strength. So this is a great pick. What do you think, Charlie?
I think Tua's a great player. He's a good playmaker. He's very accurate passer. And I feel like he's more proven than a guy like Justin Herbert. But
yeah.
I feel like him being injury prone could have a problem with him in the league because he's going to continue to get hit. He won't be able to avoid hits. But when he's on the field, and I'm not sure how often that will be, but when he's on the field, I believe that he will be a very solid quarterback.
Yeah, but also they did improve the offensive line with Austin Jackson later in the first round. And then after that was Justin Herbert, the QB from Oregon. And he's just known for his incredible arm strength. He does, however, struggle with accuracy. If he wants to be an elite QB, once he's in his prime, he needs to improve in that area. He's very smart, though. He had a GPA of 4.01 in Oregon. Charlie?
He's very raw, but I do love his arm strength, and I feel like that he could be good if he's developed correctly. And I think the Chargers are making a great move, starting Tyrod Taylor this year. Although I do not think Tyrod Taylor is a super special quarterback, I feel like letting Herbert develop for a year will definitely help him. And if I had to give him a comparison, I feel like he reminds me a lot. I'm a Bills fan. He reminds me a lot of Josh Allen coming out of college just because he needs to work on his accuracy, but he's a good playmaker and he has a strong arm, and with certain improvements, he could be good.
And also, the Chargers have a decent receiving core, so that would help.
Agreed.
So last podcast I think was a little long, so we'll have to shorten this down a bit. So just your so we'll just say like our first couple thoughts. So next was Derek Brown from Auburn. Your thoughts about his career at Auburn, Charlie, and how do you think he'll progress in the NFL?
So he won SEC Defensive Player of the Year this last year and was a completely dominant defensive tackle at Auburn. He got sacks. He stopped the run. He did everything you want a tackle to do. And I believe he should be good in the league. I don't think he'll be extremely like that level of the top defensive tackle, but I believe he should be a good defensive tackle for the Carolina Panthers.
And then next was the Cardinals, who took Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson. And he was easily the best linebacker in the draft, in my opinion. And it seems as if the NFL team thought so too, as the next linebacker was drafted 23rd by the Saints. He's a playmaking linebacker. He has speed and strength. He might not be as fast as Patrick Queen or as strong as Kenneth Murray, but he mixes all those qualities you need in a linebacker perfectly. What do you think about him?
I think he's great. I feel like him and Chase Young are a whole nother level above the rest of the players in this year's class. And I feel like Isaiah Simmons, I was surprised that Carolina did not take Simmons, even though defensive tackle is a much bigger need than linebacker for them. I feel like Simmons is just too good of an overall player who can practically play anywhere on defense to pass up on.
And then the Jaguars, who took C.J. Henderson, the cornerback from Florida, and they needed him to replenish a damaged secondary, who lost Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye. What do you think about this pick? Was he the best cornerback left?
I think so. I feel like there was a lot of pretty good corners taken, but it was Okuda was definitely the best, and then Henderson. And I feel like they got that right, the scouts. And I feel like Henderson will be a good corner for them in that system. But the problem is that whole defense is kind of weak. It was very strong a couple of years ago, and it's got worse and worse. And that team needs a decent bit of development. And I feel like picking up a piece like Henderson will definitely help over time.
Yeah. And especially after losing Calais Campbell this next year, too. With the 10th pick, the Browns took Jedrick Wills, offensive lineman from Alabama, and the Jets took Mekhi Becton from Louisville. Personally, I think Mekhi Becton was the better pick, but I'm sure the Browns saw something in Jedrick Wills. What do you think about these two players, Charlie?
Two best tackles in the class is what I have to say. I feel like the raw strength of Mekhi Becton will be unstoppable in the league, and I feel like he's my guy who would be the best tackle in the class, even though he struggled he got flagged on a drug test recently. I feel like that shouldn't be a problem for him. And Jedrick Wills, to me, looks like the most NFL-ready tackle. Like, his footwork and finesse and all that is just better than the rest of the class. Some of the other guys have pure strength or just pure skill or pure other things, but he is just the best overall blocker at this point in his career.
Yeah. Next, the Raiders took Henry Ruggs. And the Bucs, who traded up one pick from the 49ers, took Tristan Wirfs, the offensive lineman from Iowa. Henry Ruggs was the fastest wide receiver in the draft by far, and his hands are very good also. Although I have to admit, I'd rather have Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb on my team instead of him. And then Tristan Wirfs, who's a very physical and effective offensive lineman. What do you think, Charlie?
Wirfs should definitely be a solid offensive lineman. I don't see anything extremely special in Wirfs, but I definitely see a good offensive lineman there. And in Henry Ruggs, I feel like he'll be solid, but I feel like that speed's great, but it's hard to recreate a guy like Tyreek Hill, who's already in the league. I feel like that's why the Raiders took him above Jeudy or Lamb. They wanted a guy to be like Tyreek Hill. And I feel like Judy's route running is what makes him the number one receiver in the class. And then I can't quite decide between Lamb and Ruggs, but I feel like that both of those guys are good in different ways.
Yeah. Next were the 49ers, who took Javon Kinlaw, and the Broncos took Jerry Jeudy. I have to admit, I was surprised when the 49ers took Kinlaw. I thought they would have gone for a receiver, but they ended up doing this later by getting Ayuk to repair a damaged receiving core. And Jerry Jeudy was easily the best route-running receiver in the draft. You agree, Charlie?
Yeah, definitely. And I was also surprised when the 49ers did not take receiver, but Kinlaw is an absolute beast. I feel like Kinlaw is a very talented player coming out of South Carolina. I watched him in a couple of games, and he was very dominant on the field. And Brandon Ayuk, who they picked up later in the first round, was also, I feel like, a great receiver. He's quick, and he's a good route runner. And I feel like he could definitely be solid for the Niners. And Jerry Jeudy is an absolute amazing route runner. And I feel like his skills running routes will not be able to be matched in the NFL. And I have him winning Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. So then the Falcons took A.J. Terrell, the quarterback out of Clemson. The Cowboys took CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma. Jerry Jones said that CeeDee Lamb wasn't their priority at the 17th pick, but he kind of landed in their laps. What do you think of that, Charlie?
Honestly, I think it's actually a pretty good pick. Even though I feel like the Cowboys have a relatively talented wide receiver core, I feel like Michael Gallup's a good young receiver, and Amari Cooper has proven himself already. But I feel like Lamb was a very good pick, and Lamb is just so physical that I feel like that will be helpful in the league. The only problem that stood out to me about Lamb was him only benching 11 reps at the NFL Combine. Yeah. But I feel like he is the most physical receiver in the class. And then the Falcons taking A.J. Terrell. I believe Terrell was, again, the next best corner. I feel like the scouts got those corners pretty well, like in which order they should go. Yeah. And Terrell is fast, but I don't feel like – I feel like that was too early to take Terrell. I feel like they could have waited, traded back some picks, and still got Terrell.
I agree with that. I mean, I think they blew it. They could have taken a better player, even CeeDee Lamb, if they didn't need another receiver. But I think sooner or later they're going to get rid of Julio Jones, and it'll be Calvin Ridley and some younger receivers. And if they did want a cornerback, in my opinion, Noah Igbinoghene is just as good as A.J. Terrell. Or they could have traded up to the Jags and took C.J. Henderson. Next was the Dolphins. Yeah. Next, the Dolphins. They took Austin Jackson, the offensive lineman out of USC. And I think this was a smart pick because they needed to protect a Tua that has already had a shoulder injury. And then the Raiders took Damon Arnette, the cornerback from Ohio State. And to be completely honest, I had never heard of him before the draft. But after I did a little research, I think it was a very good pick. What about you, Charlie?
So I feel that Austin Jackson was not a bad pick. But I would rather take Josh Jones, the offensive tackle from Houston. I feel like he'd be a better pass blocker in the league, which I feel like Tua needs some more offensive line if he wants to keep healthy. And But offensive line was definitely the right move from the Dolphins. And Damon Arnett, I feel like that there was just better corners out there. Like, this is, I feel like the corners were drafted pretty well, but I feel like there's better corners out there than Arnett. He played a lot of slot corner at Ohio State, and I feel like he could do that in the league, but I feel like there's more value than drafting a guy who already plays on the outside corners, and then you could turn him into a slot if you need to, than drafting a guy who's mainly a slot corner already.
Yeah. And then the Jags took Clavon Heisman, and the Eagles took Jalen Reagor from TCU. And I think the Jags did a great job with the Clavon Heisman pick. Because sooner or later, they'll be losing Yannick Ngakoue. And the Eagles took Jalen Reagor, which was surprising for me. I thought they would have taken Justin Jefferson from LSU. What about you, Charlie?
All the stuff that you just said is about exactly what I would have said. Jaguars, great pick. I feel like great edge rusher that they picked up. And then the Eagles, I feel like they could have – Jefferson's a whole nother level above Reagor. And I feel like Ayuk's even better than Reagor. And I feel like they just had so many better options at receiver. And Jefferson, I heard before the draft that the Eagles had Jefferson at the top of their wide receiver board. And I'm not sure what happened there. But Jefferson, I feel like, was the right pick.
Yeah. Then the Vikings took Justin Jefferson, and he's a strong receiver out of LSU. And that was undoubtedly to make up for Stephon Diggs after they traded him away to Buffalo. Any scouting reports or thoughts on him, Charlie?
Jefferson is a great player. Yeah, you could watch his games at LSU all year. He was always open. He was quick in space. His playmaking after the catch was what really stood out to me. And I feel like there's no better pick the Vikings could have possibly made there except for Jefferson. Yeah.
And then he proved himself because Ja'Marr Chase, he's going to go early next year, was also on that team.
Yeah, he got tons of receptions and yards and touchdowns despite being on an amazing receiver core with other great receivers. Yeah.
And then the Chargers, they took Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma. And the Saints took Cesar Ruiz from Michigan. What do you think of Cesar Ruiz, Charlie?
Cesar Ruiz seems like a solid run blocker to me. And I feel like he won't be anything crazy special, but I feel like he's a good run blocker. And Kenneth Murray, I feel like he's a good middle linebacker. As a Bills fan, before the Bills traded away that 22nd pick, I either wanted them to, one, take receiver, or two, I wanted them to take Kenneth Murray because I feel like he's quick, he's a good field general, and he could lead your team to victory. He reminds me of a less strong, probably not as good, but a Luke Kuechly type player where he's really smart and he can help lead the defense.
Yeah. Next up was the 49ers, who took Brandon Ayuk, who's one of the most explosive wide receivers in the draft, well, in like the last 5 years. What do you think, Charlie?
Agreed. Ayuk was a great pick. I would have definitely took him over Reagor, and I feel that that was just the smartest move they could have made from that pick since they did not take receiver earlier in the round.
And then the Packers, who took Jordan Love to eventually replace Aaron Rodgers. What do you think of this, Charlie? And should Aaron Rodgers be stunned by this pick?
So this pick gets a lot of hate, but I don't think it's all that bad of a pick. I feel like Love has potential, although does not have all the skills yet. He definitely has potential. And I feel like, yes, Rodgers should be stunned by the pick. I wouldn't expect it to be this early. But the pick of Love, I do not believe is a bad pick. If I'm not mistaken, Rodgers has another 2 years left on his contract.
Right.
And I believe that could be the end of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And by that time, Love should be fully developed and ready to play. And that could keep that young Packers team around him, and he should thrive in that offense.
Yeah. And then, although I was surprised that they didn't take another receiver, because after Devontae Adams, the second receiver is just thrown up. Like, it's really a flip of a coin. And then the Seahawks took Jordan Brooks, who's a pure athlete. He's one of the best linebackers in the draft. He's from Texas Tech. Any thoughts on him?
I like him a lot. I feel like that athleticism is helpful, But I again feel like that Jordan, they could have waited a couple more picks, traded back a few picks, and still took Jordan Brooks. But I do not think it was a bad pick at all. I feel like this, it's a great addition to that Seahawks defense. Yeah.
And then as a Ravens fan, I was really worried because I knew that it needed a linebacker. And I really wanted the Ravens to take Patrick Queen, who they eventually did. But I was really worried because, I mean, that I think Patrick Queen is a better linebacker than he is. So, and then Patrick Queen went next to the Ravens, and he's a speedy linebacker from LSU. And he said, and scouts said that once he sees the ball, the runner's already hit the ground. He's like, he's so fast and explosive. And he's a great pure tackler with a ton of pure talent. And then the Titans, who took Isaiah Wilson from Georgia. He's a big, strong offensive lineman with a ton of pure talent. And he's a great athlete. What do you think about him, Charlie?
So those two picks, I believe they were both solid picks. I feel like the Ravens really got a steal in Patrick Queen. I feel like that he proved himself all year at LSU. And I was surprised if the Seahawks were going to take linebacker, I feel like that was the guy who they needed. But Patrick Queen should be a very good middle linebacker, and he should adapt to the NFL pretty easily. And I feel like the Titans, and I said this earlier about the Dolphins when they took Austin Jackson, I just feel like Josh Jones from Houston is just the better tackle, and he slipped into the second round, but I did not see that happening. I feel like he's just the better tackle than the two of them.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go with either Cleveland or the Jets in those two offensive line picks. And then the Dolphins took Noah Igbinoghene from Auburn, and the Vikings took Jeff Gladney, the cornerback from TCU. What do you think about these two picks, Charlie?
Two corners. I feel like they're both definitely better than Damon Arnette. I feel like the Raiders could have definitely got one of these two guys. I feel like the better corner of these two has got to be Jeff Gladney, just because he's quicker. And I feel like that both of them are solid picks. But if I were the Dolphins, I would have took Gladney.
Yeah. Then, last but not least, the Chiefs took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back from LSU. And this was a great pick, in my opinion, because they needed to improve their running offense. Because after time, I mean, not like Mahomes is a terrible quarterback or anything, but, like, after time, it'll get easier. If they didn't take a running back, it'd get easier to stop because, I mean, their running game just isn't that good. And what do you think of this pick, Charlie?
I feel like their running game, even with Damien Williams, who I believe is a solid running back, I feel like the running game is not there where it needs to be. And with the running game, this team will be unstoppable. And I feel like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, in my opinion, was probably the best running back in the class. Him and J.K. Dobbins stood out to me. And DeAndre Swift probably was up there too. But I feel like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, his power, even though he's not a huge guy, his power is very impressive. And I feel like that was a very worthy pick.
Yeah. I completely agree. All right. Well, then, that concludes my first round of the NFL Draft Podcast. Be alert for the second and third round podcast. My friends Benjamin G and Ben E will be joining me. And then looking even further, I'll host the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round podcast. I'm not sure if anyone's going to join that one yet. And last but not least for now, looking out for my team predictions with my cousin Carter. Thanks so much for listening today. And Charlie, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Make sure to like these podcasts and listen to the rest of the podcasts I've posted. Thanks so much. Thanks, Charlie.